The Nutty Bites podcast is geek approved by the Geek Out with Mainframe podcast. Because, hey, how can it not be?
Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. It's Nuke Jess, and I'm going to talk to you about comic book characters. There's been a lot going on lately. I'm in the middle of watching Daredevil, which I'm loving, but trying not to mainline. I'm also not watching it an episode a week and keeping up with the Defenders podcast because, no, that's just not happening. But I'm enjoying it. Tech and I are watching it together, so we can only watch it when we're together. So I can't watch ahead of him, and he can't watch ahead of me. But so far, I'm really enjoying it. There's a couple of issues with the fight choreography. It's really funny how it seems like people are like, oh my gosh, the fighting is so amazing. And honestly, it's not. But that's okay. It's comic booky and it's fine. The one thing that I really like about the fight choreography is you will notice that Matt is always holding on to his opponent, which plays into the realism of the fact that, yes, he is blind. I mean, yeah, he's got these heightened senses and he can echolocate everything, but they don't forget that he is still blind. And I love that. There's a good mix of like old adaptive technology and new adaptive technology. So it's kind of neat in that sense. I mean, there's a couple of quibbles, but really, I'm really enjoying it. No spoilers, don't worry. I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone. But I really enjoy it. And I like that it's an origin story for Daredevil as well as for Kingpin. And I think that Vincent D'Onofrio is just, he's doing such an outstanding job as Wilson Fisk. I am really enjoying him. All of the actors really have a good handle on things. I don't know too many of the actors, but every now and then, like an actor, I'm like, I know that guy or I know that person. And so I'm pretty happy with how they're doing it. This is my favorite adaptation of Foggy yet. Anytime I've seen Foggy on the screen, I'm like, whatever. Or some other character that's supposed to take that role. I never really cared about him. I never saw the friendship between Matt and Foggy. Except here I do. And I really enjoy that. And I think the actor is doing a fantastic job. And he's a really good actor. You have seen him in The Butterfly Effect and a whole bunch of other things. But that's one of the ones that I remember him from because he kept having to play the same character but with different traumas. And it was really neat. So I am really enjoying that. I think we are in the middle of episode 11 or we're about to start episode 12. I can't remember, but we're almost at the end and it is fantastic. Last night we went to Age of Ultron. Tech didn't like it as much as I did. I mean, he liked it, but he didn't like it as much as I did. I really enjoyed it. Don't worry. Again, no spoilers. I would give it an 8 out of 10. I gave the first Avengers movie a 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed it, but I felt like there was so much being stuffed into the movie that it kind of suffered a little and they were trying to tell too many stories, you know? And while some things could have used more development, it's just too many stories for one show. But there are a lot of things that I really like. I like there's one thing in particular that I'm so happy did not go the way that we would expect, you know, with storytelling. We would expect certain things. There's a lot of things that you expect one thing and you don't get it. And so there's one that I'm very happy. And all I have to say about that is I'm happy people have to deal with the consequences of their actions. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I was listening to Derek Coward's Comic Book Noise the other day, and he was talking about Superman versus Batman or Batman versus Superman, whatever. The movie's coming up, and honestly, I didn't watch the trailer until recently because I had no interest in seeing Man of Steel. I have not been excited about this movie at all. And to me, the whole Batman versus Superman thing is just like, it's people sitting there going, oh, who would win in a fight, Batman or Superman? Well, you really can't, it's not a fair fight because, yeah, Superman's got all the powers and Batman's just a human. And everyone's like, oh, but he outthinks Superman. Well, yeah, that's true. And he often has kryptonite in store and he cheats and all this other stuff. But at the same time, you know, Superman does have all of this power, and there's a million scenarios where Superman's going to win and a couple of scenarios that Batman's going to win. But here's the reason why this fight is never actually really going to happen, or would never really be fair, because Clark is not willing to kill Bruce. And when it comes down to it, no matter how much Clark may think Bruce has stepped over the line, he is not willing to kill Bruce. Now, I think that Bruce would be willing to kill Clark, and depending on the writer, I don't think it's Superman if Clark is ever willing to kill Bruce. And that is why it can never really happen. That is why this is just a stupid idea and you're not going to get a fair fight. And it's just, to me, it's kind of pointless to pit them together. So I watched the trailer and I realize, from what I can tell in the trailer, it looks like there's no prior relationship between Clark and Bruce. So maybe Clark doesn't have that thing holding him back. But at the same time, like, why do I care? Why does Bruce care? Why is Bruce going to leave his city and deal with another city's guy or the world's guy? Like, Bruce, that's the other part of the equation. Bruce really only cares about Gotham. And if you're going outside of Gotham, well, it just doesn't make sense. That's not his thing. That'd be like Daredevil going to LA and kicking it up. Like, that's just not going to happen. So it's pushing these characters into these theoretical, you know, sci-fi SmackDown style arenas, and it just doesn't make sense. So I'm not very excited for that one. I do think that Ben Affleck could play a good Batman. I kind of like the idea that he's not doing the gruff Christian Bale voice, but that it's kind of altered electronically, and I could see that as a good way of disguising one's voice. But I don't know. I just shake my head at that. Another film that I'm really haven't been interested in is the new Fantastic Four film. Simply because, why? And of course, they're going to do another origin story. And the last one wasn't good. And it's being done by a studio that's not Marvel, so it's not going to tie into anything else. And it's just, why, you know? Well, when I was watching Age of Ultron last night, one of the trailers played. So I had not seen any of the trailers for the Fantastic Four until last night. And I'll give them props on one thing. Well, number one, I like that Sue and Reed Richards aren't married yet. They're just meeting for the first time. So that's kind of neat. And Doom looked cool. But I like that they're not going into outer space and getting infected by galactic rays. I like that they have made it so that they're going to an alternate universe, and this is something new. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This is kind of interesting. This might work. You're putting a new twist on the story. So maybe I'll go look at that. I don't know. We'll see. I'm interested. I'm not rabid, but I'm interested a lot more than I was. Again, the last films burned me. I've said it a million times, and I know all of my friends agree with me, so I don't understand why the studios don't get it, but do we really always have to have origin stories? Like, I like that they're doing it because they're going to be doing it different there, but I am so sick and tired of origin stories. Yet we know he's Batman. Do we have to see his parents die? Everybody knows that Bruce Wayne's parents died. You know, everybody knows that Uncle Ben died. Everybody knows Peter Parker was a nerd in high school. Move on. Let's go to the adults. Let's figure this out. I actually think one of the neatest things about, and this is both X-Men and Age of Ultron, I'm not spoiling anything. All I'm going to say is that there are characters in both of those films that we don't go into their origins. They just are. And they're interesting. And I don't need to know why do they have powers. I don't really need to get all of that information. And part of the reason why that is because of legal situations, they kind of can't go into the origin because these characters are being able to be used as long as they don't mention the other properties. And yet, that storytelling is fantastic. It's in art school, one of the things that we did, and I do often, is to really get yourself going and to push yourself, you limit your palette. So you may only have three or four colors in your palette that you're allowed to paint with. And you've got to mix them and figure out how to make your painting look good and to work with just these few colors. And those were some of my best paintings because it pushed me. And it's the same with storytelling. Take some of the tools out of the box, and then the writers have to work to tell their story properly. And then the story just ends up being better. So I hope that analogy works, because for me, that's what I want to see. I'm so tired of the same thing. Don't fall back on those old tropes, you know? Don't tell me what has already been told. That being said, other things coming up. We've seen pictures of Jared Leto as the Joker. He looks like Keith Flint in the Firestarter video. I reserve judgment because, honestly, a picture doesn't tell me how a person's going to act. Because, honestly, for me, it's all about the acting. Can you pull off the character in your acting? And that'll be my big decision. And, you know, is it what I envisioned? No, but I really didn't think too much about it. Everybody's kind of got their own take on the Joker, and it kind of works because if you read the comics, the Joker never has the same story. Like, he hints at his origins, but it's always different. And that is awesome. So, that was neat. Love the picture of Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think that it's about time we do this character some justice, so that would be great. I think that there's been a lot of complaints, which people are stupid, about some of the casting for the Suicide Squad. And shut up. You're wrong. People complaining about Will Smith's casting. Nope, it's Will Smith. He can do whatever he wants. Honestly, I love Will Smith. I think he's a good actor. I think he's charismatic. And I think he can do almost anything. I mean, I even liked him in that really bad Wild West movie. I mean, that was a bad movie, but I enjoyed him because it's Will Smith. So shut up, y'all. That was awesome. So far what I've seen, I'm excited about. I think it'll be interesting. I really hope they can pull it off. I hope that they're not just going to do the whole, well, we're DC, so we're going to make sucky movies. I hope that they give us something fun and interesting and, you know, it'd be great. I am very excited about all of the other Netflix series that are coming out. And I think that that is fantastic. I am all about the model of give me shows that air on Netflix because I don't have TV. That's completely selfish, but I think it's awesome. And, and then there was a picture of Nightcrawler. And I guess I didn't know this, but I guess people were complaining that he looked emo because of his hair or something stupid. I don't know. He looked fine to me. He looked just like the comic book character. And honestly, Kurt Wagner can't go out in public and he grew up in a circus. So if he's a little emo, I really don't care. I think that the trailers for Ant-Man make it look quite interesting and I would not mind that at all. Deadpool, I'm really hoping, fingers crossed, it's going to be as awesome as I hope it is. I think Ryan Reynolds is perfect for casting, and I think they're going in the proper direction with this one. So that should be really cool. Captain America is going to have another movie. We'll see how that works out. Everybody's talking about Spider-Man being in it and the really cool legal situation. Whatever, we'll see. You can't make decisions before they come out, but you can talk about if you're excited or not. X-Men Apocalypse is coming up, and that should be kind of interesting. We'll see how that works. They're going to do a Gambit movie, which, again, could be really, really great or really, really sucky. So we'll see. There's going to be another Wolverine movie. Again, let's hope for the latter, not the former. Another Guardians of the Galaxy movie should be very cool. Wonder Woman, we will see. I don't actually believe that Wonder Woman's coming out. I don't think that it's going to come out in 2017 like they say. I think it's going to be pushed back, but we will see. I've been burned too many times, man. I really have. They're talking about doing Black Panther movie, and I think that would be fantastic, but much like Wonder Woman, I don't know. I think Wonder Woman and Black Panther will be first on the chopping block, and that sucks. That sucks to high heaven. Like, it is so stupid, but that's the way that it is, you know? And call me cynical, but that's the truth. I really am sick and tired of, I don't know. I'm every time we get to characters that are even slightly a minority, it's the same old garbage, you know? And it's not me screaming that movies need to be PC. It is. It is just the same old garbage over and over again. And very rarely are you seeing people of color in these comic book movies unless there's somebody big already. You know, they don't get the same treatment as the white characters do. And it's frustrating. And I know people are like, oh, you're being too PC. No, no, I'm being fair. You know, you go to the movies, it's not an all-white audience, so why is it an all-white cast? This is ridiculous. And, you know, if you followed Wonder Woman's history, you know how much her powers have been taken away as women gained powers and what a struggle it was. And when you've got these characters that are role models for communities, it really makes a difference. It's more than just representation, because you're taking that representation and you're squashing it down. And the fact that there are so many characters that we haven't really heard of or heard from in a while, it's really sad. So that's my little mini rant there. And it's all because I am quite cynical that some of these things are actually going to happen. And it's, again, another thing that I love that Jason Momoa was cast for Aquaman. But again, you know that if they cast somebody that was unknown in that role, they would have been white. And that's the God's honest truth. And everybody knows that. So it's sad. But we're making roads, so I'm not going to criticize. And honestly, it's Jason Momoa, so I'll watch him in anything. I really will. I really enjoy that man. Okay, so what are you excited about in comics? What's going on? What's happening? Free Comic Book Day is tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to get this out in time for that. Let's see. I don't know. I just released an episode, but maybe I'll just throw this out like a bonus. I don't know. Might be fun. So here you go. That's comics. And why don't you tell me what you think about comics? What are you excited about that's coming out? What are you upset about? What do you want to do about anything? Oh, talk to me about the whole character from The Flash and the owner of character creation stuff that's going on. That is some BS, we all know, but it's interesting. Talk to me about the fact that, what is it, Marvel, when they're making these movies, they're trying to go for unknown directors or directors that haven't been paid a lot, and why Joss Whedon made more money doing his Dr. Horrible sing-along blog than he did for Avengers, even though Avengers was such a moneymaker. But thankfully, he got paid right in Age of Ultron. But yeah, let's talk about these things. Let me know. Send in some feedback. 347-NUTTY42 is the phone number. You can send me an email at nuttybites@nimlas.org, or you can send it to nukejoss@gmail.com, and maybe I'll play it on the show. We'll talk about it, see what goes on. You can leave comments in the group at facebook.com/nuttybites. Bites. Yes, that's what it is. You can go to the blog, nimlas.org, and comment on one of the posts. If you want to find the Nutty Bites post directly, just go to nimlas.org/nuttybites. And you can find me on Twitter and all those other things, and we can chat about this. I love it. Be in the funny pages.
In 1939, Timely Comics published its first issues. It later changed its name, first to Alice Comics and then to Marvel Comics. In 2014, Marvel polled its fans asking for the 75 greatest Marvel stories from those 75 years and published that list in print form. The unofficial 75 Greatest Marvels Countdown will walk through all 75 of these stories every Wednesday from December 31st, 2014 to June 1st, 2016. Join me, Blaine Dowler, and a cadre of other hosts, including established podcasting greats and emerging talents, as we run through the list, discuss each story in the context of its original release, and determine just what makes it so great. The unofficial 75 Greatest Marvels Countdown can be found at Bureau42.com, on iTunes, and on Stitcher.
And Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlast Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlaststudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlast.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.